Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-headed look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, movies in Africa.
This poor guy wants this lady from a wealthy family, yes. And the parents say no way. And the same story over and over.
And witchcraft,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Well, when we talk about African movies, they have a long history, to say the least. But for the most part, the story of Africa back then was told by Western producers. But now, the Africans have the opportunity to express themselves politically, culturally, and artistically. But do they get much attention and sales? Are they witty and interesting? And what about the actors? Are they up to par? Well, we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show, for the first time, all the way from South Africa, Namfundo Mkhize.
It sounds like I'm entering a boxing match. Like I'm getting into a boxing ring. Like,
I know, right?
And the crowd goes, rah.
Yay. And of course, also for the first time from Tanzania, Boke Egina, all the way from East Africa TV in Tanzania. Welcome to the show.
I'm happy to be here.
Anytime. And of course, from Maryland, the one and only Hassan Jibia. Welcome back, yes, to the show.
Yes, thanks for having me again, Sunday.
Anytime.
Hi, guys. Hi, Hassan.
So, as we all know, Africa is a large continent and there's so much that can be done. But we have never had the movie industry growing as it has been right now. Why it took us so long? What is the problem? And what do the producers do? So, I spoke to a singer, songwriter from Cameroon, Adele Clarice, and I wanted to know her take.
I've been a lot around movie producers, actresses, and all this. Many industries, music industries out here. I always believe that people can grow faster if they come together and being like together, like being in a group and do something big and great. Because I think that a lot of movies now are like cut and nail, like especially the voiceovers, like people don't do voiceovers. They just record and the sound is not that great.
Right.
And yeah, I think that people should invest more into the movies that they do. And like everybody just, someone will just wake up today and he's a producer or.
I know, right? This takes a lot to be a producer.
Yeah, it's a lot going on. Like it's a gift. I believe that if you have to do something, it should be a gift.
Right.
And if you want to invest in that gift, you either probably go to school and take a crash course and know how to go about it. It's not like just waking up in the morning and saying, oh,
I'm a producer.
You bought a camera, you want to start a movie industry. Like, seriously? Like, it's going on around. Like, I've attended a lot of movie premieres, and after the movie is over, I'm like, oh boy, I just wasted 2 hours. Like, you know. Yeah.
We could see like Nollywood, for some what they have been competitive. Now I think they're taking the movie industry to the next level. What do you think about Nollywood production and movies? Have you seen the changes since they started till now?
Yes. And I think it's great. Like it's like they're investing more in doing a good production, more than the people that are acting movies here, that's for sure. But I think the time management too is great.
Right.
Back home, like back in Africa, they're really doing great movies. Like,
I'm telling you, I've seen like this movie, The Last Flight to Abuja, or Virgin Margarita. I mean, the trailers, you see the trailers on YouTube, you're like, wait a minute. This is next level production out here.
Yeah, I saw the trailer and I was like, wow. The teaser. It was, I think it's an incredible movie.
Right.
I think they're understanding the movie industry now.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are really understanding it.
And right.
Yes.
And they're showing the real vibrancy of Africa, because the story of Africa has to be told by Africans themselves better, right?
Yes, it has to be told by us.
Right.
It has to. You know, my most intriguing movies are these village movies back home.
Uh-huh.
I love those movies.
And the dressing, you know?
Yes, and the storyline.
Yes.
Like, things that people wouldn't believe that it's done. Like,
yes.
Would not believe it's done.
Thank you, Adele Clarice. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing movies in Africa. Well, when we talk about African movies, there's no way you can eliminate the Nigerian film industry.
Yeah.
This is the largest in Africa in terms of volume, number of annual films, revenue, and also popularity, right? So, if you remember, the very first guy, Efua, he was one of the best actor nominee in African Magic in 2017. He's noted as the one of the best actors out there. But what are these actors doing that takes Africa to the next level? As we always say in this show, ladies first. Tell me, what do you think about the movie industry, especially when we talk about South Africa, when we talk about Tanzania and Africa in general? It took a while for African producers to be out there.
Definitely.
Oh, yes.
Definitely. And I think it's just an issue of being previously disenfranchised from the economy. So Africans are only starting to get back into the role of things, of having their own money to write their own scripts. After writing, I mean, it used to be, if you look at, I'm just speaking maybe from a South African perspective.
Okay.
If we look at the production side of movies, it's a very expensive side, and that side is still very, very much run by white males in South Africa. So you are getting a lot of scripts and plots that were being written by young black South Africans who were telling or wanting to tell the South African story, but the material wasn't getting anywhere because the funders of the programs were of a different color, and we all know about the race disparities that are in South Africa.
Oh, yeah.
So we've had that, but you know, thanks to government intervention and government starting funds, we're seeing a lot of South African stories coming up. So Nollywood is one of the best and is the best in Africa, one of the best in the world. And I think there's a great lesson that South Africa took from Nollywood, and we've started commissioning our own local shot movies, and we call our growing movie industry Egoliwood, because the capital of South Africa is Johannesburg.
Right.
And we quote, when we speak about Johannesburg, we call it Egoli. So it's called Egoliwood, which is coming, which is on the come up for us. We're very excited for that. I don't know if your viewers are aware, but we also have a couple of Oscar nominations under our belt, and one Oscar winning movie, which is the movie Tsotsi, which was in, I can't remember the year that Tsotsi was in. I'll tell you now.
Okay.
It was in the year 2005 at the 78th annual Oscar Awards. We won that, and it was directed by Gavin Hood. But the conversation around that then wasn't about the South African story. It was about, it was written and directed by a white man, produced and distributed by a white company. So who exactly was making money or making the profits from this? Is it Africans who write? Are Africans making money from their own stories? It's another form of cultural expropriation. We saw those conversations coming to the limelight, and I love Nigeria's story because it's black Africans writing black African stories, producing, directing, and making a killing from them.
Oh yeah, they're doing that for sure. That's right. You know, Nollywood has been there. It's working out. It's working for them. It's interesting. And I think also other places in Africa, as you say, they're now looking to do the same.
Mm.
So let me ask my friend Boke from Tanzania.
Yes.
Tell me about the movie industry. You think what is hampering the African movies right now? And maybe have we taken ourselves to the next level as far as you think and see the movie industry in Tanzania and other places in Africa?
Okay, so in Tanzania right now, it's really, I would talk about 5 years ago, like 5 or 10 years ago, the movie industry in Tanzania was really blooming. And because we had young, hungry actors, directors, and producers who are willing to invest and make these movies and tell the stories. But of course, at the time, we were influenced with the Nigerian movies. They're all over Africa. Mm-hmm. And we had to actually find our way and identity and our forte in the movie industry. And and it was promising at the time. But then for the past 5 years, the movie industry in Tanzania has died down a little bit. And just past 3 or 2 years, a few of producers and directors from who are Tanzanians living abroad have come and tried to revive it. And so we're hopeful that in the near future, the movie industry is going to go back to how it was before. Mm-hmm. But then we had a challenge back in the days when the movie industry was blooming. We had a challenge first. We had a challenge of the quality of the movies, because the stories were there, but then the production wasn't at par. And I think we've learned for the past 2 years, we've learned from some of the producers that have come from abroad, who've studied the movie industry, and they've come to Tanzania and they've produced and directed movies that were of quality and movies that were shown in the movie theaters.
Okay. The only man in the room with me, Hassan Jibia. You know the Nollywood movies and everything to do with the Nigerian movie industry, and you're from Nigeria. But what about the struggles? Because it doesn't mean that everything is just nice and dandy in Nigeria because of the movie industry. They've gone through a lot, and they still today face a lot of challenges.
Yeah, you're right. You know, first of all, it's one of those success stories, one of the few success stories coming out of Nigeria, by the way.
Okay.
Nollywood is an example of such story. Nollywood has broken a lot of barriers to, you know, emerge as, if not the second, the third largest movie industry in the world. Okay, and we're all over Africa. Obviously, Nollywood is all over Africa. We're really proud of that. Like I said, more Eastern and Western Africans now watch Nollywood movies than they watch Hollywood movies. It's easier now, let's say, in eastern part of Africa to recognize somebody like, you know, Robson Noah or Jim Ike or Jeannie Babe compared to Julia Roberts or Denzel Washington. You know, they could pass on the street, no one would know.
Or the lady called the beautiful Onyinye. You know, this great song will be singing.
Maybe not, but believe me. Nigerian movies are much more popular in Africa than Hollywood movies. Mm. And you're right, there were challenges. There still are. Yeah. You know, government was ignoring this sector. In fact, they did not include it in Nollywood in their, like, the entertainment industry in their GDP until when they revisited their GDP in 2015. And they realized, oh, there's huge opportunity. It's over $5 billion industry, you know. They were producing all these movies and, you know, making revenue, you know, off the books. And, you know, the government were not just, you know, including them in their, you know, calculations. The piracy is just unimaginable, you know, because once a CD is out and it duplicates, you know, government has been trying to crack down on such people. Yeah. But, you know, it's just so hard to do. With the internet now, people would just post the movies on YouTube, you know, and make copies. But now things are becoming more and more tightened up. There's a little bit more control. The cinemas are picking up. Yeah. And the production itself is becoming much, much, you know, better.
Directors
and producers are coming out to the West, you know, taking classes and courses, you know, and then going back to, you know, to perfect those movies, you know. So, and then for the first time, you know, in so about over two decades that Nollywood surfaced, the Nigerian movies are included in the foreign movie categories of the Oscars. So, you know, Nollywood can now compete with 80 something other countries for that award. But there were challenges. But slowly, Nollywood is emerging victorious over those challenges.
That's for sure. And this is where we need to talk about also. How do we go to those challenges of nominations and then going beyond and winning? You mentioned about Lupita Nyong'o, but what about Africa?
But
she's carrying Africa with her. Just hold it right there, Bukki. I know you have something to say.
I'll be right
with you. African movies is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences and questions. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa service.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Vunganyi in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth,
giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront, Wednesdays at 1730 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 1930 UTC.
Right here on VOA Africa.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday issue of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, with Boke, Namfundo, and Hassan Chibia. Right now, discussing African movies. Well, the film industry has a lot of challenges, but do actors do enough? Do the government help enough to get those, to get passed through those? Well, I spoke to an actress herself, Winstana Taylor from Sierra Leone, and I wanted to know her take.
We still need to push it more, especially on the African gyro. We've done a lot, but with the support and more push, I think we can also get where we need to go. With the Black Panther, give us that limelight or that viewpoint for people to see what we also can bring on the table, especially as Black people.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to keep pushing and keep trying to do better production, trying to get the support of our people. I think if we do, we'll get where we need to go.
Somebody was saying that, you know what, with African movies, you see a production that is created maybe in like a very short time, and there's not much expertise put in some of the movies. And you see some people just working up from somewhere and trying to do some movies there, so they're not really up to par. Do you think that is the case for African producers maybe?
No, basically what it is we don't have the support that we're supposed to. If a production, like let's say a Hollywood production, or like when they did the Black Panther,
mm-hmm.
it's actually the budget is in the millions.
Oh, yeah.
So you as an African producer, you're trying to produce something that you're trying to sell. Maybe your budget is 20,000 compared to 2 million. 20,000 compared to 2 million is far-fetched. So you as an African producer, you're putting all your might, all your expertise, all your knowledge, but at the same time, what makes the Hollywood much better than us is because of the expenditure, the money. Because for every aspect, they have somebody in place.
Yeah.
But now, as an African producer, you're trying to cut corners, meaning you don't have that big blockbuster budget.
So
instead of having five people on light, you might end up having one.
So, and what about your favorite moments in movies?
I would say that would be something that actually deal with our cultural viewpoint, like something that, let's say, as a Sierra Leonean, what we go like. A couple of weeks ago, we actually premiered a movie that is called The Abacha Sister. That's from Sierra Leone. It was typically done in Sierra Leone with all Sierra Leonean actors. And the way they portray what goes on in Abacha Street, that's like a street in Sierra Leone, I would say like a market.
Right.
And everything they basically talk about is people that are not there right now, they can see themselves being there. Like during the premiere, people were just taken into it, into the story, the explanation, the view. It's just about uneducated people trying how they live their life with the viewpoint of educational people. So it doesn't mean because you're not educated, that means you can't live a life, just like the educated people.
Right.
So to me, that was one of my favorite Sierra Leonean movies that was done in Sierra Leone. It was a comedy, but at the same time, you have a message.
Thank you, Winstana Taylor. Tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing movies in Africa. So where did all this start? Well, there was a Senegalese writer and film director and also producer. He's considered one of the greatest authors of Africa by the LA Times, and is called the father of African film. In 1963, he produced his first short film called Barom Siret. And then 64, he made another short titled Niaye. And in 1966, he produced his first feature film, La Noire Day. For those who speak French would understand this better. But it was based on his first own short story. And this was the first feature film ever released by a sub-Saharan African director. So, coming back to you, Boke, something to say about this.
Sunday, I wanted to tell you that a good example, we've had one director, he's a director, he's an actor, and he's also a producer. He's from Tanzania. He was living in the United States. He came back and he believed so much in the Tanzanian movie industry. He could have had his career in the United States,
right,
and he would have been very successful. But he wanted to come back and work in Tanzania and help to revive the movie industry.
Namfundo, tell me about South African and also in general your views about the African movie industry's level to the next.
Absolutely. South Africa also has an Oscar winner.
Mm-hmm.
I think she was the first African, even though she's what, Charlize Theron, she won for the movie Monster.
Yes.
Mm. So she won an Oscar. We're very proud of her. She was born in Benoni, which is like one of the deadest towns in South Africa.
And I remember she went back and gave it to Mandela.
Yes, she came back. She had a moment with Nelson Mandela when he was still alive, and you know, she became somebody who we looked up to, and suddenly it was African child, it's possible. Mm-hmm. If Charlize can go and follow her dreams overseas and make it in Hollywood, we certainly can create more Charlize, replicate more Charlize in South Africa, and they can one day win Oscars. So we're still hopeful that we're still going to get more Oscar winners coming out of Africa besides Charlize, besides Lupita.
Right.
I'd like to get on to a point earlier on. I think Africa is in a unique position to leapfrog the process. So I heard Hassan earlier on speaking about the issues of piracy.
Right.
And I think what will be the biggest mistake that Africa will make in growing the industry is if we go back and we try replicate the steps that Hollywood has taken to get where they are. Mm. So Hollywood, blockbusters in America became obsolete because of like Netflix. We're seeing less people going to cinemas now, and this is a global phenomenon. Yeah. We're seeing the DVDs are not working out. So for me, any African country that it wants to invest in cinemas in order to grow their movie industry is going to literally become a Kodak. And you're thinking in the past, you need to think in the future. We need to start innovating on how we're going to make the music, the movie industry easy to be consumed by people or viewers who want to watch. We need to create a movie Netflix of sort for Africa where people can consume so that piracy is not an option.
Yeah.
Piracy is an option because it's cheaper and it's easier to access than a cinema. People would love to go to a cinema and get popcorn and get cool drink, but the average African just is not making enough a day to afford that experience.
Jibia, do you think that waiting for other countries to say, oh my goodness, these guys are doing very well? Because if I tell you, my friend Jibia, I have a pirate movie. You're going to say, come on, I'm not buying that. I'm waiting to go and support my fellow African actors. Do we still have that in our own countries?
Not as powerful as, say, the Oscars, Grammys or what have you. But we do have the equivalent, something like the Africa Movie Academy Awards. I think there's the Africa Magic Award. Every country has its own, like, movie awards every year, you know. But usually people watch movies in Africa from stories they heard from friends that have seen that movie, okay? I've watched this movie, it's very good, and you ought to see it, or they just send it to you on your phone and, you know, you watch it there.
Or go online and catch it.
Go online. One other aspect that we have to work on, you know, African movies have to work on, is the time and the rate of production. It's not the quality. I mean, the quantity is the quality.
That's what Walker was talking about, right?
The average time it takes to produce a Nollywood, believe it or not, Nollywood movie is just 2 weeks, brother.
Yeah.
a movie can be produced in under 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And how much do they spend? You know, $8,000 to $10,000.
Right.
An average Hollywood movie takes a year to make, and it costs over $6 million to make.
Right.
That's a low budget, actually.
Yeah.
So you got movies, and then sometimes they just break them into segments, okay?
Right.
And this is just after 25 minutes of you know, viewing, and this is part one, and then you have to watch part two, and some movies have to have a part five. What is that? So you have to buy each CD. So, but we're getting there. I mean, it's improving. Right. The production time is improving. The quality, the you know, production equipment, everything is being improved.
And sometimes, Jibia, if I'm not, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Mm-hmm. Don't you think sometimes the theme remains to be the same? You look at some Nigerian movies, everything is the same story. You're like, wait a minute.
They're very predictable.
Same love story. This poor guy wants this lady from a wealthy family, and the parents say, no way. And he ends up becoming victorious, you know, and marries the girl, and happy ending. Now he lands on this big job. Now he's rich, and they live in happy. It's the same story over and over. It's about religion and what have you.
And witchcraft, too. Forget that.
Yeah, man.
Please support our African movies, okay? Hold it right there. This is Let's Talk, a program with the Africa Service of Voice of America. We will be back.
I just want to handle you. Girl, I see it for your body, say you wanna get down.
Get down on it.
But if all for me, I get the money.
Jump my money.
I see the same, so I'm ready, baby. Girl, I go chop it like a back move. Cause I define your body, go back one another. I go give. Make love tonight. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Just to do it right. I didn't feel you. You're tonight. Me and you, we can turn off the light. Your body, then my mind. Many things we can do. You're tonight. Give me one more night. Give me one more.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing African movies. Well, thanks, and that's it for our show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored African movies. A very big thank you to my guests over the phone, Adele Clarice from Cameroon, and actress Winstina Taylor from Sierra Leone. And in the studio, I want to thank also from East Africa Television in Tanzania, the one and only Bokke Egina.
Thank you for having me, Sunday.
Sure, anytime. I also want to thank you all the way from Maryland, by the way of Nigeria, my brother, Hassan Omalam Hassan Jibia.
Yeah, nice. Thanks for having me, Sunday.
Definitely, brother. Thank you for being here all the time when we need you, brother.
Anytime, brother. Thank you.
Sure. And Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next Monday at 1730 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be street foods. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa service of The Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
This is VOA.